Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I would just like to say God bless you this morning, and so good to be here this morning. I can count, I can rejoice and be glad, for God has given me another day. He has given me another day to be before you once again. I want to say to you, I pray that you are, praise God, listening and that you are enjoying the Word, because one thing I do know, that the Word of God will not go out void, but it would go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. The Word does not go out void. It is going out on a mission. Yes. And I just want to say this morning, we're going to go to the throne of grace because we want to get into our Word today, and I want to make it plain that it is understandable, praise God, and that, praise God, it's something, praise God, you can hear, praise God, that you can go back and study at your own leisure, because the Bible says, speak that which is edifying for the listener. And this morning, Father, we are coming to you once again, only in your grace and your mercy. Father, it's not I, but it's the Christ in me. Lord, as I come today, God, I speak your word with clarity, with understanding, Father, that it might be understood, that the word may go forth and it may go forth, praise God, to accomplish that in which the word has been sent. That you will allow your word to penetrate upon the heart of those, Father God, that not know you, to break those hearts of stones, that they may know, praise God, that you are real, that they may know, praise God, that their destiny, praise God, is not over, it is before them, that they may make the right choices in this life, that they may live forever. Praise God. We want to know, praise God, that you are coming back, and you're coming back for us, a church without the spots, wrinkles, or blemish. This morning, Father, I'm asking you, O Heavenly One, that you would open their hearts to receive you as their Lord and Savior. Because, God, you are coming back. You are coming back, Father. You shall return. You're not a God that you should lie. And this morning, Father, place upon their hearts to make a decision to live for you, Father God, that they may have eternal life. Let them know, praise God, they must repent of every wrongdoing, receive you as their Lord and Savior, and receive salvation. It is easy. You're just willing. Are you willing to change and turn from your wicked and evil ways? That you, Father, carry us out through this day. Father God, we ask that you bind Satan in the name of Jesus. Because you said the word that your word, Father God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. You are Lord. And God, I thank you once again. Keep us throughout this day. And allow us to know that nothing will happen today that you cannot handle. And we do give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. And this morning, I just thank the Lord, praise God, because, Father God, he has taught me, praise God, how to teach the people the word of God without the shouting, praise God, that they may understand. You see, one thing, praise God, I'm learning, that most of us have been trained to preach the word in this society, but not educated about the word of God and its knowledge of the purpose for the word of God. We operate in that European, you know, teaching that we've always received of God's word and not as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And Jesus came that he might have disciples. Disciples means he sends them out to carry out, praise God, a plan, or to carry out, praise God, instruction that it may lead others to Christ. You see, the word of God is teaching us today. He says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We need to be therefore praying that God send forth laborers into the vineyard. We have become so lax, praise God, concerning the things of God, that we have just fallen off, praise God. The Bible stated, praise the Lord, that there will come a great falling away. And that falling away has taken place and is taking place. We're headed, praise God, for a godless society. We're headed, praise God, because we don't want, some don't want nothing to do with the God. They want to be just their world. Well, you see, I'm not storing up, praise God, to be in this world, but I want to be, praise God, in the world, praise God, where the Lord Jesus Christ will reign, and that's the one forever. You see, praise God, you today, I'm going to tell you that you need to make a change. To make a change, praise God, and decide what you must do. You have a choice. Many people, praise God, today do not have choices. But this morning, I'm going to give you two choices, and you have to be the one to make that choice. Because there will be a day when you come at the judgment, and you will. It does not matter who you are, what you have, how educated you are, how many cars you have, how large your banking account, how much money you have, who you have it to, what is your name, what's your status. My friend, it does not matter about any of that, because when that day comes, and it should be right now, you need to make a choice. Would it be heaven or hell? You choose this day and make a choice. The choice is yours. They say the choice is yours. You see, you can deal with this or you can deal with that. But you must make a choice. And this morning, we're going to be coming from Matthew 7:13-14, 21-27. I thank Dr. Cooper for the message. Praise the Lord. And he's saying to us, see, it's not a popular, this is not something popular today to even talk about hell, much less preach about hell. You see, because they have distracted the word hell even from the word of God. But you cannot, praise God, you cannot take out what you want to preach about the word of God and preach what you desire to preach. No, you must preach what God has put here. They have no more fear of God because they don't hear the word. They don't make tell you to go to hell, but they're not going to preach on hell. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what we're saying this morning is, today this is not a public, this is not something popular you want to talk about, because it's a shh in the church. They don't want to talk about that because they don't want to run their faith for tithe payers. But I'm here to tell you, my dear, your tithe payer will not get you into heaven. But knowing the word of God, being a born-again believer, opens the door for you to enter. Amen. Somebody say amen. And this morning, see, I know I'm talking good. And you see, he says, yet when Jesus preached almost twice as much about hell as you would preach about it for a half a second, and in the coming judgment of men as he did heaven. Why? Why did he preach it? Because of the love God has for his people. He loves us enough to tell us the truth. This is why it's so important, my friend, if you get into the word, know the book, get into the volume of the book. I can't say it enough. It is so heartfelt. Get into the word of God. Don't take what I say. Get into the word and study. Study the word of God to know what is going on, what is happening, where are we headed. We're headed, praise God, to the end times. That's where we're headed. And as he loved us enough to tell the truth and desire that all men would be saved from hell. See, hell was not prepared for the children of God, but hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Do you see where hell came from? God prepared it for Satan and the fallen angels. See, this life is short. It's like a flower in a field. It springs to life in the spring. The flowers in the summer begin to fade in the fall, and they die in the winter. You would have your day to stand before the Maker. You would have your day to give an account of what you've done in this body. In this body, whether it be good or bad. But your prayer this morning should be that let my good outweigh my bad. This should be your prayer, because it's not over. Oh, it's not over. Oh, it's only just begun. And see, when we talk about the word hell, you see, hell has three actual words of scripture that pertains to it. It's called the Sheol, the Hades, and the Gehenna, and the Gehenna. Now, the Sheol is a Hebrew term that still means hell. And you see, understand it. It is a term, praise God, that you may not know, but it is mentioned 65 times in the Old Testament.
it's mentioned 65 times. But see, in the English, we may call it hell, the grave, the pit. All of these means is, it still means hell, H-E-L-L. And what we were saying this morning, you want to choose a place that you may spend eternity. Because when you go into this place called hell, you are not coming out. But they say, Waco, W-A-C-O, we ain't coming out. You are not coming out. You are there forever. Saved and lost means are said to go into Sheol. Sheol means you go into Sheol in Jacob, in Jacob in Genesis 37 and 35. It's mentioned in Quran. It's mentioned in Dothan. That means, except it's bad to go there, too. It's bad to go there. It's bad to go to those places. In 1 Peter 3 and 19, Noah preached in the spirit of Christ. He preached it. Christ descended from heaven and returned there. Christ went to hell and he preached in hell. So it is real, my friend. Hell is real. When the Lord first came into my life, I was saved on the dance floor, in the barroom, on the dance floor. I was dancing. I was having the time of my life. Until the Spirit of God walked up into me and says to me, whenever I come, wherever I find you, I'm going to appoint you your portion with the hypocrites. You play in church. And then he didn't stop there. The Spirit of God walked around into me and pulled the breath from my body and allowed me to go into the pit of hell. Listen to me, my friend. This is no makeup. This is no joke. This is no fairy tale. I've been there. Ha, Jacobo Shanda. Ha, thank you. Ha, La Cosa, Baba. Jesus, Akindria Kosha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. And he allowed me to go into the pit of hell. And all I could hear was the weeping, the screams, and the darkness before my face. I could not even see. It was so dark, you couldn't even see your hand. You couldn't see nothing. All I could hear was the agony and the weeping and the screaming coming from the pit. And in there I cried out, Lord, do not let me die and go to this place, but save me. I will live for you. Ah, Jesus, what a merciful God. He saved me in the year of 1979, November. November 1979. And I ask him to save me and let me live for you, Lord. I will preach the word. I will give the word. I will do it, Father God. My life is at stake. I had to make a choice. Did I want to stay continuously, praise God, doing what I was doing that was going to lead me to the road of destruction? Or did I want to make a change? I made the change that day. This morning I'm saying to you, you need to choose. You need to choose this day, praise God, whether you want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell. You think it's a joyful place? Well, if you keep doing the way you're doing and living the way you're living, you will know sooner or later whether it was joyous or whether it was a place of damnation. In Ephesians 4, 9, and 10, Christ descended from heaven and returned there. In Luke 16, 19, and 31, Lazarus died and went to Abraham's bosom. He went to a place of rest. If you don't think that heaven is real, that is a scripture, praise God, in the word of God, for the brother, but Dies died. He was a rich man. He died. The same one, praise God, that would not give Lazarus the breadcrumb that fell from his table. He wouldn't even give him the crumb. But he allowed the dog to go and lick his sores. But Lazarus died. Yes, he died. He died. And he went into the bosom of Abraham. The rich man died and went to hell or Hades. He could not see Abraham a ways off. And Luke verses 23 and yet verses 26, and it said there was a great gulf between them, that he couldn't see him, but he knew he was there. And as he was crying out in torment. He was in torment and pain. He was in agony. The same one that didn't want to give him the breadcrumb that fell from his table. But Abraham was in, but Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. He was resting. There's a place, praise God, of departure from the spirit of man, but both lost and saved, and it was divided between two parts of the section. He couldn't get to Lazarus, but he said, Father Abraham, would you allow your friend, your servant, Lazarus, to come over here and put some drops of water on my parching tongue? For I'm in torment. Let him just come and do that for me. But just when you was back there in yonder's world, that's what the word says, that you didn't want to give him the crumbs that fell from your table. You had to make a choice, my friend. You're living your life wildly. You're doing what you're going to do. You're saying what you're going to say. You're acting how you want to act. You have no godly shame. You're just doing everything you think is big enough to do. You may be, hey, one thing you must know, my friend, peeky-boo, God sees you. He sees you. You know, you play the little peeky-boo with the babies. God sees you. He sees you. Paradise was a side for the saved, and the other side was for the lost. The side for the lost was placed into torment. You tell people, oh, I'm in hell right now. I'm different with you, my friend. There is plenty of room at hell's motel. They will not tell you that we are full, no vacancies. Hell has enlarged herself. Hades is in the side of Sheol, and that's where the lost are. Hell is a final place. Hell, so you got Sheol. This is where you're going to be kept at until you stand before the judgment. Hi, Jesus, come, girl. Come, Lord. And then as you stand before the judgment, when they sentence you, you're going into the final place. See, you're going into that final place. Hades, it is but a temporary aboard. You just sit there waiting like somebody getting ready to go to court to be sentenced to death. They put you in what they put you on death row. And then when you come out, praise God, to be going to be sentenced, know what they say? Dead man walking. Dead man walking. See, guinea, the word guinea was a Greek word that was used, praise God, in the New Testament, and it's always been corrected, but it's been translated into hell. Don't get it confused with this hell, guinea, shawl. It's a place you don't want to go. But the life you're living will take you right there, one-way ticket, my friend, one-way ticket. You're not doing what the Lord wants you to do. You're living, praise God, you're living a righteous life. You're doing everything that you need to do. You see, the Bible declared if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. See, you got to understand, praise God, this place become a garbage dump for people that don't want to do what the Lord say do. It's a place where filthy sorrow and smoke and death and fire is at. So that rejects him. The warning comes. He said, tell them for me, warn them for me, that hell was not prepared for you, but it was prepared for the devil and his angels. But if God did not spare the angels, neither would he spare you. Why would you want to wait, praise God, to death is upon you, and then you want to cry out to God, big mistake. Why would you want to get till you get on your deathbed, and then you want to try to find Jesus? You need to have him now. Prepare for Jesus, prepare for the devil. He wouldn't prepare for you. But you see, Hades is always referred to being down, maybe in the center of the earth, but we do not know. I don't know. I can't tell you that. But I know that it's there, been there. In Numbers 16:32-32, it refers to as being down. Jesus. Place a place of outer darkness where the unsaved are cast in to spend eternity after the great white throne of Revelation 20:21. Your life will be flashback before you. That's what it is. And you see, Hades, it is a board. It's a board where Satan is. This is where he sits. See, one thing you must understand, my friend, Satan don't love you. He don't love nothing connected to you. He don't care nothing about you. You tell my people betraying you, that's a traitor. He don't care nothing about you. See, God prepared that place for him, but he will not be alone. But they said the devil is not going down by himself. It is not there, but it's never been. Therefore, There will ever be there. It is a temporary abode for the place of the unsaved, the dead, since the beginning of time. You see, when you're unsaved, you go to a place in a holy cell. You go to a hole and say it. You don't just think you just out there talking about Kyrie having a good time. You better know one thing, baby. Hell ain't no joke. It's no place. It's a place of unquenchable fire. It's a place of memory and remorse. Thirst. It is a hot place of fire. It's a place of mystery and pain, misery and pain. It's a place of frustration and anger. It separates no company. Oh, you think you're going to have fun with your past? That since you think, oh, I'll see you there. We're going to be there. Baby, you better rethink that thinking. Hey, you better rethink your thinking. Yes. Because there's no such thing. It's a place of divine wrath. It's a prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. It is an eternal place. You will not be coming out. There is no going in visit, and there's no coming out visit. The seven is mentioned 71 times in the New Testament. And if Jesus mentioned it that many times, baby, he wants you to get it. So I'm bringing it to you today. It's in there 71 times. Hell. Testament, New Testament. It is 54 times. 64 times it's referred to as eternity. 64 times it's referred to as an eternity. Everlasting fire. It is called the place of torment. The place of torment, my friend. Oh, Jesus. The place of torment. Change, darkness, destruction. Who will be placed in Guinea? Antichrist, the false prophets, fallen angels, Judas. Judas is there. Maybe you want to go and have a conversation with him. He can tell you if he could come out, he would never win it. It indicates separation and punishment. All the unsaved men and women who reject Jesus Christ as Savior will be placed in hell. Oh, you won't be there alone, my friend. Is it heaven or hell? Which will you choose? The Bible is clearly teaching that a man will spend eternity in heaven or hell. Every person is headed to one of these distinctions. Oh, you won't be in the middle. Don't think about precatory, because there is no precatory. It is heaven or hell. You have a choice between two masters, the Lord or Satan. The Bible says to every man, believest on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shall be saved. Everyone has to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shall be saved. Be saved and thy household. In Acts 16:31. But you can't hook with God. God said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Oh, you didn't know that. Let's read that again. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten of the Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men, is come into the world. That light is coming to the world, and men love darkness, and it is true, rather than light, because their deeds are evil. John 3:16-19. You have evil deeds. Think because doctors do dark things or things they're not seen. My mother used to always tell me, people said night don't have no eyes, but night have all eyes. It is a choice between two roads of life that you want to take. Choose. The broad way that may choose and lead to eternal death, or the narrowed way that believes in Jesus Christ and receive him as one personal Savior. It is not a hard thing to do. Believe and you shall receive. The broad way is the one who those who reject God and they take it. It is a road of sin and rebellion against God and living in sin. Sin stinks in the nostrils of God. This road will take you to one place, and that's hell and everlasting condemnation. You live by the sword, you die by it. The narrow way is called the way of life, and those on this road are believers, having accepted God's word and received Jesus Christ as their Savior. This road marked by obedient people who love God and his word. This word takes a person to heaven. To heaven. You got to understand, both of them start with an H. You must make. Choose you this day which one you would take. heaven or hell. Guess what? There are two things that you must choose as well, life or death. One is the death that declares righteousness, who when they are dead, they die, they wake up in the presence of God in heaven. Or death of those who would not believe, who reject God. Yes, who reject God's free offer of salvation. And you wake up too. But you wake up in a flaming, the flaming part of hell. You won't wake up. Oh, you won't sleep, baby. You will wake up. Mm-hmm. You'll wake up in the flaming part of hell. Is this where you desire to go? Make a choice. Choose today, heaven or hell. You wake up in security, in a place of peace, or you wake up in a place of torment. We only know, we don't know, but I'm just saying you got to wake up to God in a place, praise God, where you know that it's peace, peace in the valley. You want to be like Abraham. You want to be like Lazarus. Lazarus woke up and land in the bosom of Abraham. Well, he was tormented on earth. He was at peace in his state when he went home to be with the Lord. He was at peace with himself. Dais cries out, send him over. Allow him to give me some water, for my tongue is parching. No. When you had him in down this world, did you respect him? You didn't want to give him the crumb that fell to destiny. Life means heaven or death, which means hell. That covers three realms of life. Life is a dressing room for eternity. Death, we would have a sure appointment with the physical. We have an appointment with physical death. Or eternity. You choose. Your choice will determine your eternal destiny, or either your eternity of destiny. One is not judged after death to determine if he will go to heaven or hell. Maybe you can't be judged no more. Once you do that, once you cross over, there's no determination. You just go on where you had set out to go. You're going to take a different path. You took one on earth, and you take that path to go right into your place of torment. This is determined at the moment one dies. The moment you die. You have to understand, praise God, when the moment a soul is being taken, the devil fights over that soul. God sends the angel, a Michael, the warring angel, to fight. If the soul belongs to God, the devil still fights for that soul. But God gets the soul because it belongs to him. If it belongs to the enemy, he comes and he takes that soul right into hell. If one is a believer, he would go into heaven. If he has been rejecting God, then he spends eternity separated in hell. In Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto a man, unto men, once to die. But after this judgment, the judgment is to determine the reward for the believer and the degree of punishment for the lost. Are you lost today? Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up and be, praise God, not determined by the rich. The rich man, when he went to hell because he rejected Christ, not because he was rich, but Lazarus, a poor man, because he was in poverty, but he was saved. See, we're not talking about not by educating or social standing. We're talking about your final state of judgment of loss. Ever be both small and great. No works can get you there. You must be a believer of Jesus Christ. You must know, praise God, that Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. People today, praise God, I cry unto you. You must all likewise repent and become to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, every one of you, of us, or we all will likewise perish. God did not spare the angels, neither would he spare you. He has no respect of a person. Either you're saved or you're not. Either you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. This is the truth. Doesn't matter who you are, because if you work in iniquity and death pulls you, you're on your way to hell. Ha, Jesus. See, these people are in church members at a head knowledge of Jesus, did not repent of their sins and put their trust in him and him alone. And see, many, praise God, is sitting there knowing what the man of God said, the pastor said, whoever, and you ain't read the word. Read your book. Read the word. Hell is real. It's not just because they don't mention it don't mean it's not there. It is there, and it will be there. He put it there for a reason there. I'm saying to you today, my friend, make a choice. Choose which one you want. Suppose you went to a doctor for a routine checkup. The doctor found that you had a deficiency value in your heart. It was like a time bomb ticking, and at any moment it could fail and you had a heart attack and die. But that was a cure, a self-operation that could correct the defect. Suppose the doctor would not tell you. Suppose he would just say to you, you're okay, take it easy, do the best you can. What kind of doctor would you want that to be? Suppose he told you the problem, and all of a sudden there was no cure, and then he told you to say, you may need to make your choice what you want to do. You could choose not to live, or you can ignore it. I feel fine, nothing is wrong. But you can make a choice today. You can choose not to hear it, or you can ignore it. Hell is real. Heaven is real. The Bible says, whosoever hear what I say and does them, I will listen to the wise man that built his house on the rock. But the sad fact is many are like the foolish man. They build their houses on sand, and they ignore the loving warning of God. They ignore the reality of the fact they need to be saved. The warning comes. The warning comes. He says, warn them for me. Ready or not, I'm coming back. Ready or not, here I come. But I have been sending my warning. I can no longer delay my coming. But will you be ready to meet him? Let it know God's offer of salvation. Some put it off. Too bad, too late. Offer some future someday, thinking they have the time. Not to close, to choose how to believe and ask God for giving is a dangerous thing. Oh, I can do it later. I'll do it next week, and next week you don't see it because guess what? You've been snatched out. God is saying choose today whom you will serve. Will you serve God? Will you serve mammon? Make a choice. You want to go to heaven? Are you on your way to hell? Hell is real, my people. Father, we ask you today, God, that you, praise God, would give them the knowledge to let them know. Lord, let them see, God, Father God. Allow them, Father God, to believe your word that hell was not prepared for the people of God or those that received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Let them know time is winding up. I pray, praise God, that you was blessed today with the word. I ask that you consider the word, praise God. Listen to the word of God, not me. Not me. I have to prepare. I have to, praise God, examine myself to make sure that I'm in line with the word. Let every man examine himself. Until this time, praise God, tomorrow. In God's time and in his willing, we hope that you be blessed. We hope that you find the Lord today and make him your Lord and Savior. Repent, or you all will likewise perish. Be blessed.